USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
The Illinois Supreme Court denied actor Jussie Smollett's attempts to stop a felony court case against him, the second time he's been formally accused of lying about a Chicago hate crime he said took place earlier last year. On February 23rd, Smollett, known for his role as a musical prodigy, pled not guilty to 6 counts in a grand jury indictment. Smollett is accused of alleged disorderly conduct for lying to police when he said 2 men using racist and homophobic slurs attacked him in Chicago. A congressional committee investigating Boeing said that a culture of concealment at the company and poor oversight by federal regulators contributed to 2 deadly crashes involving the grounded 737 MAX. The committee said that multiple factors led to the crashes, but it homed in on a new flight control system that pushed the nose of each plane down based on faulty sensor readings. The report said Boeing had undue influence over the Federal Aviation Administration, and FAA managers rejected safety concerns raised by their own experts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February, John Clements reports.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities. Both the unemployment rate at 3.5% and the number of unemployed persons at 5.8 million changed little in February.
I'm John Clemens.
Like clockwork, this is the weekend that daylight savings time strikes. Watch for it at 2 a.m. local time Sunday in most of the United States. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, usually before you go to bed on Saturday night, to avoid being late for Sunday morning activities. With the annual change, sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning. No time change observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And standard time returns on November 1st. A poll last year by the Associated Press Center for Public Affairs Research found that 7 in 10 Americans preferred not to switch back and forth to mark daylight savings time, but there's been no agreement on which time clocks to follow. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.